It's Light the Tower, your daily look around the world of sports with Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Longhorns, Craig Way.
Say goodnight to this one!
And Horns 24/7 insider, Jeff Howe. On your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Second hour of Light the Tower here on the Horn. Craig Way, Jeff Howe with you. Snoop Daniel alongside as well. And clean up from hour number one. CB wanting to know how the weather's supposed to be in Austin this week, you know, for baseball, what we're talking about. Iffy, right? Even tomorrow against Rising and iffy for the weekend against West Virginia. Just might have to just be very flexible and maneuver around the rain.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out that Texas Tech beat Texas baseball. They did. They took two out of three, and they did that. We were talking about working that around the rain as well, and Tech took two out of three from Texas.
Took two out of three from TCU, too.
And took two out of three from TCU. Dropped two of three to Kansas State.
Yeah.
Dropped two of three to Baylor, including lose that was a home series as well. And the Red Raiders have Kansas at home this week. I think they'll handle their business there. I think they will be a regional host. It may take some other teams falling off the edge in order to push Tech to a possible top eight role, but I definitely think they're going to be hosting a regional if they're handling their business this week.
I'm just going to spitball here for a second, Craig. And usually when this happens, things go awry.
But, okay.
Just take this ride with me real quick. Let's say Texas takes care of business, sweeps West Virginia.
Okay.
TCU loses a game in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you've got technically co-champions of the Big 12 in the regular season, but Texas as a head-to-head tiebreaker.
They'd be the one seed in Oklahoma City.
At that point, could that open the door for Tech to be a top eight seed?
Well, I think it would depend on some of the other top eight candidates.
So you think they need things to go a certain way in the Big 12, and they need help elsewhere?
The Big 12 less about it because they own series wins over both TCU and Texas. But definitely on the national scene. They could do with, say, some of those other fringe teams right around 10, 11, 12, 13 falling off the edge. They could do with Arizona having a bad weekend. They could do with Notre Dame having a bad weekend, those other teams. Ole Miss had a successful weekend against Vanderbilt. Mississippi State, which struggled over the weekend, you know. But I don't even know then, unless, you know, getting swept, it would have to be something like that. But I do think they're in a regional hosting role
right now,
and especially if they continue to go forward from that. Somebody says, wait, are you telling me Craig Way doesn't have his own Horn jet? No, I do not. I fly commercial airlines and DC Horn. I do not fly Spirit Airlines. You asked that. That was not. That was on good old AA. That was American Airlines that happened with that. And then said, why does Eminence Front sound so slow down? It's not.
I don't know.
It's the regular run. Maybe it has something to do if you're listening online or something. But so,
you know, going back to DC Horn's text about flying Spirit Airlines, airline travel is one of those things, Craig. I don't want to skimp on that and go with a less reputable company, you know.
When you're getting 36,000 feet in the air,
I want to make sure I'm putting my money behind a reputable company that has a proven track record of getting you safely from point A to point B.
I got you. Dan says, Craig, was that the very pricey iPhone 12 Pro Max, the one that I had fall off? No, it was the other phone that prompted the reason for the purchase of the pricey iPhone 12 Pro Max because of that. And
How often do you guys change phones, by the way?
Oh, mine's like once every 3-4 years.
Okay.
Something like that. Snoop, it's like every four months or whenever he loses it one, whichever comes first.
I've matured since I spent a thousand plus on a phone.
He just didn't put any security measures on it, which brings us to Lucas's text. He says, Snoop, I am in tech cybersecurity. Please put a simple 4-digit passcode at the very least on that bad boy. Eventually, I see financial institutions not honoring fraud charges if you aren't meeting the bare minimum security requirements. Throw a 1111 at the very least. Okay. Well, y'all, thank you there.
Okay.
Lucas, appreciate that.
That was a good pep talk.
Yeah.
About, yeah, because, yeah, like I said, it was over $1,000. It was approaching $2,000 that they jacked off me at a bar.
Did you get it back?
Yes. Okay. PayPal actually gave me a supplemental payback until I got it figured out. So they actually gave me money.
Okay.
And my bank didn't do the same. But,
oh, they didn't honor it. Please put a 4-digit code.
There's some kind of app I've got on my phone. It's with something to do with Viacom CBS and mobile security for employees. That it may it
because Jeff's contract requires that he mentions CBS Viacom at least once per show.
I gotta make sure my stock price isn't bumping up a little bit, Craig. I had to install this like cybersecurity software firewall deal on my phone.
Wow.
And it made me put a 6-digit, like I have facial recognition or whatever, but it made me put a 6-digit password or pin in my phone.
Yeah,
facial recognition doesn't work.
I've got that on mine also with my bank stuff. You have to know online passcode and ID stuff to, too hard for our money to have somebody just take it from us, if at all possible, on that. And so that's probably, good to know that. Victor wants to know, Jeff, are you allergic to mold? Because I am right now. It's being so high, that's the type of headaches people tend to get. I'm all stuffed up and stoved up as well right now.
No, I'm gonna blame the COVID shot because I was fine. I was fine before then. I'm good after. So, yeah, I'm gonna blame my second Rona vaccine. But I'm good now. I'm good today. I'm just got to deal with it on Saturday.
Okay. CB flew Alaska Airlines up there in October. Was not happy with their.
I've done Alaska a few times. I've never had a bad experience Alaska. On Alaska Airlines.
Oh, go to Alaska.
Yeah, Airlines. No, Alaska Airlines.
Spirit says Spirit has the newest fleet of all airlines, and they have the business model that calls for replacing planes more often than all other airlines.
To each their own. I flew. I think you can get. If you time it right, you can get pretty decently priced direct flights from Austin to Seattle using Alaska Airlines.
Yeah. Okay. And they're part of that the extended family with America. Just drop my glasses is all.
Sounded louder in the microphone, Craig.
Didn't it? Microphones will do that. So I bought round trip tickets to San Diego on Frontier Airlines once. When I got to San Diego, I immediately bought a ticket home on AA to avoid the return flight on Frontier. All right, so there's the cleanup from hour number one on the Specs text.
I told you about my experience with budget airlines and why I'll never do it again. I was flying, it's coming back from this would have been the Under Armour game in 2014. So it was like late December 2014. It was a couple days
Florida?
After, it was a couple days after the second Arkansas, or a couple days after the Texas-Arkansas-Texas bowl game.
Okay.
I missed and I actually slept through. Thank goodness. I have no intention of going back and watching that game in its entirety. So I'm flying back, go from Orlando to Charlotte, and I catch a connecting flight there. And it's some offshoot of American. It's like U.S. It's not even U.S. Airways. It's like U.S. Express Air or something.
Yeah.
And the seats were small, and I'm sitting in a row with this guy who, is wearing. Like, he was wearing basketball shorts and took his shoes off on the flight. Just disgusting, just gross, just not enough layers of clothing. And then gets up to go to the bathroom mid-flight, and I offer to get out of the seat. I was like, oh, let me get up. He's like, no, I got it, and steps over me. And I'm like, I almost get,
face full of crotch.
Yeah, you remember that dunk Scottie Pippen put on Patrick Ewing in the 94 playoffs where it's just all just all in his face. That pretty much happened to me.
Wow.
So I was like, never again. Never freaking again.
Oh, yeah. It's and you know, somebody said I fly Alaskan from Austin, San Francisco. They're one of the better ones, in my opinion. Yeah, Alaska Air is, I know they're affiliated with American. I think it just depends on what you're getting, the flight you're getting, where you're going, all of those kinds of things. I think, you know, all airlines have their good and bad moments on that. And it was quite interesting yesterday to see these two groups of people, two guys in particular, but their support groups were ready to get in it and mix in on it if need be.
We got Mike Roach coming up bottom of the hour for his weekly segment. We had to push Mike back to this hour, which he was more than willing to do because we had Coach Pierce. But let me get your take on this, Greg, because you were out Friday. Greg Brown made the announcement Thursday afternoon that he's turning pro, hiring an agent, going to go through the draft process. You and I talked, like, his stock, when you look at the mock drafts, and I saw two at CBS Sports, one by Kyle Boone, one by Gary Parrish. One had him going at 28. The other had him going at 29. You and I talked, that's pretty much kind of where his stock fell by the end of the year. That kind of, I still think because of the athleticism and the upside, and there's going to be a maybe most likely at that point in the draft, a contending team that says, hey, yeah, we can fix whatever's wrong there and get the most out of this asset, a guy that had lottery value at one time. I still think he goes in the first round, Craig, but it is not out of the realm of possibility that he falls into the second round and basically you would
out of the guaranteed money.
You can still get a guaranteed contract.
Right, you can.
They just don't have to.
Yeah, it's not required.
Right.
I most of what I'm reading and hearing also says that he's late first round.
Yeah.
So I think Greg and his representation and family and everything thought that was worth the risk to go to that.
So now we wait and see what Jericho Sims does. And for those wondering, why is it so quiet on the Jericho Sims front? That's pretty much the way Jericho Sims operates. It's going to be pretty quiet.
And still in the information gathering. Speaking of guys who are going to pass into the airport on the way out, I got off the plane in Los Angeles, Kai Jones. Ran into Kai, big smile on his face, said hi. Where are you headed? Los Angeles to get a workout going on out in L.A. So wished him well, and he was off and going.
He's probably late lottery at this point.
Yeah.
But definitely going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be drafted higher than Greg Brown at this point, Craig. And Snoop and I talked about this on Friday. Would not have said that a year ago.
Right.
Would definitely thought Greg would be the higher taken of the two.
So the NBA playoffs are on the verge of starting. The regular season ended last night. I was watching some of that with my son, who is a hopeless Oklahoma City Thunder fan. So he knew they weren't getting into the playoffs. He was more interested and was hoping they would lose to help their draft chances.
And they haven't needed much help of late.
Yeah, right. But they ended up winning last night over the Clippers, who were in the process of doing their tanking to finish fourth so they could face the Mavericks in the first round. And the Mavericks wound up being the 5 seed despite a really lackluster effort and a loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday evening. So we were flipping around watching a lot of the stuff. But the play-in starts tomorrow night, and the mere fact that you do have LeBron versus Steph adds a little zest to an otherwise what has been in advance criticized play-in tournament concept.
I like it. Craig, I can't remember the year, and I didn't look it up, so I apologize, but there was the year before Major League Baseball changed the wild card format.
Okay.
And they changed it. You remember that? The Red Sox had that massive collapse, and they ended up with the Orioles in a one-game playoff.
Yep.
And it ratings popped. Everybody loved it.
That was 09.
It was 09? That was awesome.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball ends up changing the playoff format. And I'll tell you the truth, part of it was because we got like playoff baseball at 10 a.m. while we're doing the show.
Yeah.
I loved what they did last year.
Yeah.
Expanding the playoffs.
Right. Right.
So the more meaningful sports you can give me, the better.
Okay.
So I'm excited for the play-in game for two reasons. One, like you get LeBron, Steph, you get Spurs, Grizzlies. That's your win or go home in the West. Pacers, Hornets, win or go home. And it's not necessarily those teams don't excite me. Sorry, Spurs fans, but the win or go home aspect, that one and done aspect, that excites me. So I dig it. I dig it, and I hope the NBA keeps this format even when things get back to normal. I haven't heard, Greg, and I apologize for not paying attention. Is Major League Baseball, are they going back to the old playoff format now?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I wish they would have kept
it. Snoop, are you fired up about the play-in tournament for the NBA?
I am, actually. Yeah, like Golden State Lakers. I mean, you can't beat that. I wish Wiseman was healthy. I don't think he's playing. Is he the first round pick for Golden State?
Right.
I think he makes them complete. But
a torn meniscus, mm-hmm. I think, if I'm remembering that right. But I wish, Craig, and I know you as a baseball purist, I don't know where you stand on this, but Major League Baseball, shorten a regular season and give me more playoff games.
I'm not necessarily opposed to more playoff games because I've been a more is more kind of guy. That's how you know how I stand on the college football playoff. I think college football playoff should have 16. Yeah. Is the way I look at it. But
you don't want to go Mike Leach 64?
I don't know about that. But the 16 works. I mean, we just saw it work at FCS. Congratulations, Sam Houston State, on the national championship. So I'm not necessarily opposed to that with regard to the Major League Baseball playoffs. Maybe if they reduced it to 154, you know, took it down to what the number was before, something like that. I wouldn't want it to go really below that to make sure you had the full representative number of a full season, because whether it was 154 or 162, it's pretty much regarded the full season. So maybe something like that. So I wouldn't be opposed to that. I would not be opposed to the wild card playoff being more than just one game. You know, make it a best of three. I'd be okay with that before you get to the division series. I think I'd be all right with that. All right, coming up, we'll have our Longhorn Notebook for this hour. And Mike Roach, Horns 24/7, the recruiting editor, joins us when we continue with Light the Tower here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, viewable by those of you watching us on Twitch. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. So this tune is Ventura Highway by America. Saturday, Lynn and I are trying to drive over to... Are you familiar with the store/restaurant/concept called Eataly?
No.
It's like Italy, but E-A-T-A-L-Y. There's one up in Dallas. They got one in Los Angeles. It's pretty remarkable, actually. It's a part restaurant, part superstore for Italian food and all this, and cookware and all this other kind of stuff. So anyway... We're going over there, trying to go over to this mall. And
for the record, I thought this was a Californian skit we were getting ready to listen to.
Kind of sounds a little bit like it, doesn't it? Yeah, I was driving up and down going, "Wee, dude, Stuart, did you take the 105 to the Santa Monica Freeway and hook a Louie on the wee?" So there was some of that going on. And she was trying to direct me through the Waze app and... got me on the wrong road and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I said, "You know what? We're on the Ventura Freeway. We're okay." And I flicked on Ventura Highway by America. I said, "Now it's all cool." Because we're actually driving down the Ventura Highway listening to the song Ventura Highway.
You realize, Craig, that's all the Californians is. It's basically like if you lived in California, that's how you would give directions.
Oh, yeah. You get on the 405 and you get off at I-10 and then you go to the I-10 and off the 10. Then you turn on the 57. Everything is the in front of it. The. In fact, if you go to a Starbucks app, it says, there was one near our hotel, it said the 405 at Hawthorne. Something like that. So, California. That's why it's so good to be back in Texas. Hey, I had a great time. Enjoyed going to see the ball game. It's always good to be back home. And it's always good to have our regular Monday installment of The Notebook.
Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook, brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Go to cpdoors.com.
Albeit 1 hour later, because Mike Roach, the recruiting editor of Horns 24/7, was gracious enough to push back an hour when we had our conversation set up with Coach Pierce. So, Mike, how did your weekend go? I know you weren't in California.
I wasn't, but it's funny you mention that because I used to work with a lady who was from California, and she moved down here to manage my company. And so she would always say, "Yeah, you just run down to the 635 and get on the 114. And I'm like, "We don't do that here."
The. You can leave out the adjective the. Absolutely. No.
Yeah, this is the Notebook. We do have Mike Roach, Horns 24/7 recruiting editor, on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. And I can't take too much credit for this Notebook segment because Mike supplies the goods as he does each and every Monday. Mm-hmm. And Horns 24/7, the Stampede, it was posted live 8 a.m. this morning. Mike never misses that deadline. And Mike actually has a lunchtime recruiting chat going on right now. So if you're a member of the site, get over there and check that out. So, Mike, you're getting a lot of questions on the chat about visits coming up in June. Lay out what it looks like right now for Texas starting June 1st in terms of on-campus visits once guys can get back on campus and this staff can have some face-to-face contact with people.
I think, you know, we've been starving for news on visits for over a year. So, you know, when guys start scheduling visits, we very much started reporting it because it is news, but I think it's also important to know that those dates are going to be pretty much in flux. I mean, even talking to some sources today, it's like dates that were set in stone in April are probably no longer in stone. In fact, some of those guys are probably not going to take a trip at all. So it's just everything is fluid. It's constantly moving. They're going to get guys on campus when they can. If they can get a guy on a midweek visit, even if it's unofficial, they're going to do it. I mean, the chance to get in front of these guys is what's most important to them at the moment. So, you know, right now I would say that we're kind of in the calm before the storm, so to speak. And so, you know, once June 1st hits, it's going to be wet and wild. And we'll kind of have you covered as best we can.
Mike, this 2022 recruiting class for Texas, the first full cycle, I guess if you want to call it that, it technically is the first full cycle recruiting class for Steve Sarkisian, but it's a little bit different, obviously, in terms of the visits. 30,000-foot view, Mike. We've got it ranked number 8 in the country at Horns 24/7 right now. Jaden Blue, the Klein Kane running back, is the highest-ranked player. You've got Malik Murphy and Brian Allen Jr. from Aledo joining him in the top 100 in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. But, Mike, 30,000-foot view, what would you make of this class right now if a Texas fan was to ask you, is it going well? Is it not going well? What would you make of it?
I think it's going about as well as can be expected for a team that no recruit was on campus for last year's staff or this year's staff, and it's two different staffs recruiting them. And you, all things considered, they put together, you know, something pretty good. So, you know, obviously you would love to have Evan Stewart still in that class and guys like that. But I think for now they're in a good spot with a lot of their targets heading into the summer. And then summer is when they feel like they can really start to close the gap. You know, I'm starting to hear a lot more, you know, specifics on optimism on guys as they kind of get closer to the summer. So I think, you know, like I said, this summer is going to be hot and heavy. I would expect a lot of activity in June and July, and then probably a lull in August before we really get into the season.
And Mike, it's not just, I think it's worth mentioning too, it's not just for the 22 class. This staff is already hard at work for the 23 class because, I mean, technically they're behind the eight ball, but in some respects, not really, because everybody's on equal footing when it comes to the 23 guys taking visits. So I say that to say this, Mike, people shouldn't just look at the 22 guys taking visits. Keep an eye on those 23s that are on campus in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, those are going to be huge, especially the big 23 visit weekend that we've got pegged for June 13th, which will feature, you know, Reuben Owens and Arch Manning and Jonte Cook and Anthony Hill. I mean, that's five-star, four-star. Those are dudes who are going to be, if you could get them all together, would be the foundations of a huge class in future. So, you know, this is where it really begins. And, you know, I always say consensus building is important when, you know, if you go back to the 2018 class, I can recall those guys all kind of getting on campus in the spring, Brennan Eagles, BJ Foster, Deshaun Jameson, Anthony Cook, you know, all those guys getting on campus early and kind of building the consensus that they all wanted to go to the same place. So if you can do that with those guys in the 23 class, it'll be very important.
Horns 24/7 recruiting editor Mike Roach joining us here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Mike, I know on the air we've talked about this guy before, and I know you're going to get asked about him a lot whenever you do interviews, so let me just go ahead and run it into the ground a little bit more because I think it's worth repeating, because people see that Arch Manning is making a visit to Texas and they want to draw conclusions. And as you said, information on this recruitment, there are going to be certain people in the recruiting realm that have legit information on Arch Manning. What would you tell Texas fans right now if they're getting excited about the prospect of Arch Manning, how they can view, what prism should they be viewing this recruitment through right now?
I would say nothing is done. I mean, the recruitment has just started, so don't go too far with it. But also, don't be afraid to dream. Texas is a very serious contender for Arch Manning, and it may have taken a little while for even myself to buy into that. But, you know, like you mentioned, there are a couple people who are very dialed into this recruitment, and I would say the best is Steve Wolfong. And, you know, he does a fantastic job for us 24/7. Steve has been building a relationship with that family for a couple years now. He has he's one of the only guys that really has a direct line to the family. So, you know, when Steve calls me and tells me I think Texas has a legitimate shot here, I tend to believe him. So that's a guy I would pay attention to there. So, like I said, I mean, it's going to be a heavyweight fight. You're going to get the best schools in the country after him. But don't be afraid to dream, as Texas has put themselves in a good position early.
Mike, you, the Stampede this morning, it's you published one similar to this a couple of weeks ago on how to pitch offensive prospects in the 2022 class. Now it's defensive prospects, kind of what your pitch and what you think the best pitch for Texas would be on those prospects. One position group I want to ask you about and kind of get out there that I think it's really unique is inside linebacker, because I think even us as a recruiting industry, we've been kind of, I don't want to say we've been slow, but everybody's been trying to figure out, okay, where is this position trending in terms of the kind of guys you need in the Big 12 to go win football games? Do you feel like Jeff Choate already has a pretty good idea of the guys that he's targeted, whether it be in-state guys, out-of-state guys, that he feels can go help them win football games at that position?
I think there's a couple guys, both in-state and out-of-state, who would fit that role. Ish Harris from Pilot Point, Jeremy Patton from Tenaha, both those guys would be primary targets for that inside backer role. And then, you know, Nuafi Tuihalamaka from California, who they're after, and Sebastian Cheeks from the Chicagoland area, who I'm really starting to buy in on Texas momentum with him. I think that, you know, going into the season, it was probably Texas third behind Michigan and Notre Dame, but you know, I don't know that Notre Dame has been recruiting him as hard lately. And with the instability at Michigan, Texas is becoming a very attractive option. He's got family from Longview. He's always been extremely interested in the Longhorns, and they're going to get him on a visit this summer. So that's a guy who goes about 6'2", 225, who I think could be, you know, one of those inside linebacker possibilities.
What about those outside linebackers, Mike? Pete Kwiatkowski, that's a position that they have definitely use the transfer portal to bulk it up for the 2020 season, for the 2021 season, excuse me. But going into 22, they've got a few nice in-state prospects that they're in on to play those outside linebacker positions.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're looking at a guy like Derek Brown, who could be a, you know, a hand down end or a stand up linebacker, Amaria Bohr's the pipe dream at this point. You know, Ohio State and Oklahoma are way out in front for the Duncanville prospect, but Texas will get a shot with a visit, I believe, if they can get him and flip the momentum. That would be massive, because I do think he's one of the better pass rushers to come out of state in the last 10 years. And then, you know, if you're looking for the more traditional weak side guys, you know, Travell Johnson's already in the class. I think he kind of fits that role as well.
Mike, what's on tap for the rest of the week for you and Nick Harris? You guys have been grinding on the road this spring, visiting schools. I know Nick's been doing his thing with some AAU basketball on the weekends, but what's on tap the rest of the week?
I think we're going to chill a little bit. I mean, it's supposed to rain here in the Metroplex all week. I don't know that we're going to get much football in. I've got something planned for this week that our readers will hear about later. But outside of that, it's be probably a week to get some rest and recuperate.
And we can all use that. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Mike, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us on the program. We'll look forward to the visit next week.
No problem. Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Mike Roach, recruiting editor of Horns 24/7.
Nice. Always good to catch up with Mike and talk a little recruiting and keep everybody abreast on the latest from the 40 on the recruiting front. Hey, one thing I want to address real quick, Craig, because we've been getting a text a lot.
Yep.
Specs text line 337-3776. People complaining about dead air when you're listening on the app. Here's what you have to do on the app. When you open the Horn app, the Twitch feed is going to open automatically.
Yep.
On the Twitch feed, we don't play commercials on the Twitch feed, which is why you're hearing the dead air. The only commercials we play on the Twitch feed are live spots. which is the stuff that Craig reads, or you'll hear Bucky or Aaron read, or Chad, or whoever's reading it. You'll hear them actually read it live on the air. We don't play the rest of the commercials. If you want the consistent programming you normally get, what you have to do, and I will show everybody watching on Twitch right now. So I open my Horn app. Open the Horn app. And what you have to do, the internet in the building will cooperate. Once it opens, well, this is going well. So there's the Twitch feed. All you got to do is go to the Twitch feed and hit the pause button on it.
Right.
And then click the Listen Live button in the top right.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
And that will cure your dead air issue.
Yeah. So if that concerns you, just pause the Twitch feed. You'll see it. And then hit your Listen Live thing, which may be recycling through. You just click it again, and boom, it'll hop up. So there we go. All right. There's some Radio 101 for you. And we'll be back with a couple other items before we wrap up today's edition of Light the Tower here on The Horn. We're live, local, and digital, and on Twitch at The Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decision.
Okay. We get ready to wrap up here. Before we do, what did you want to do any more housekeeping on this Twitch thing?
Can we just
thing?
Do the thing on Twitch one more time? Okay.
Yeah.
So... Well, I can't do it right now because it's not going to air commercials. I did it during the break. You open the app. Twitch is going to be the Twitch feed will pop up first.
Sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't the other. But if it doesn't, it's no big deal.
You have to pause the Twitch app if it opens first and then click the Listen Live button. I did that during the break, and I heard commercials over the air on the app.
Right. Sometimes, and I know what some of you are saying on this, it'll come up, and then it'll get paused when Twitch fires up and kicks in.
Yes.
Very simple. Just hit the pause on the Twitch, and then just hit your Listen Live button again, and it comes up. That's it. I've done it that way. It's a byproduct of having the Twitch feed available for those who want to watch it. I know it might sometimes come up as an occasional annoyance for those of you just wanting to listen on the app and are not availing yourselves of Twitch. But that's all it is. It's a very minor thing. You just click, boom, and it comes back up. So anyway, that's where that is.
Hey, I know, we try to cover our bases, Craig, and talk multiple Longhorn sports on the show. I just want to direct everybody to a feature story that my colleague Nick Harris wrote at Horns 24/7. On Rory Harmon and Kendall Hunter, the Cy Creek duo that's headed to Texas to play for Vic Schaefer.
Right.
That, I think, might have been our most or second most read story of the week last week. I don't know how or why, but it just happened, and it got published on Friday, and it did outstanding numbers over the weekend. So great job by Nick on that feature story on Rory Harmon and Kendall Hunter. So if you want to know more about the immediate future of Longhorn women's basketball under Vic Schaefer, go check out that story by Nick Harris. At Nick Harris 247 is Nick's Twitter feed, or you can get it on the Horns 24/7 Twitter account at Horns 247.
Also, Bears, congratulations to the Texas athletic teams that have advanced in postseason play and won postseason events, like men's and women's track and field winning the Big 12 championship, both winning the outdoor track and field title. I believe they said it's only fifth time that's happened in the history of the Big 12 that one school has won both the men's and women's outdoor in the same meet. So there was that. So congratulations to Edric Floreal and the track and field team. Congratulations to Texas women's tennis beating Ohio State to go to the Elite Eight. Texas men's tennis as well back in action in the round of 16 today. Also, Texas men's and women's golf as well. So, and rowing, winning another Big 12 title. So it's all happening right now. It's going well. And we get ready for the final week of baseball this week for Longhorn baseball. Tomorrow night, scheduled, and we do stress the word scheduled because we're all at the mercy of the elements.
Bring your poncho to the dish.
Yeah. So that would be tomorrow evening, 6:30, 6:15 airtime for Texas and Rice, and then the West Virginia Mountaineers come to town to conclude the regular season. Again, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's like that all around the Big 12, Thursday through Saturday, because the Big 12 tournament begins the next Tuesday, actually, with an 8-9 play-in game. Play-in seems to be the 2021 thing, right? Is the play-in.
I love it, man. I love it.
Right now, the plan, if it were to happen in Big 12 baseball, would be Kansas and West Virginia right now. But Oklahoma is not that far ahead of those teams. Kansas State is just ahead of those teams. Kansas State is hosting TCU this weekend. Oklahoma is playing at Baylor. West Virginia, of course, is in Austin, and Kansas plays at Texas Tech. So those two play-in spots have not been identified definitively yet. We'll find out after this week. That's a one-game play-in next Tuesday, and the winner of that goes into the double elimination bracket that starts on Wednesday against the one seed. And that one seed will either be TCU or Texas. TCU is the one seed right now in first place. Texas is in second place. Horned Frogs lead by one game with three to go. But if they should wind up tied, Texas would draw the one seed based on winning the regular season series from the Horned Frogs. And we'll see how it all unfolds this week.
Do a little Texas Rice preview tomorrow. And there's some baseball superlatives, Craig, as we close down the regular season. I want to get your opinion on
okay.
this team.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And Kendall Rogers on with us tomorrow.
Yes, 11:10, Kendall Rogers from D1Baseball.com.
So we'll talk college baseball on the national scene as well. Thanks so much to Mike Roach joining us. Thanks as well, David Pierce, Longhorns head baseball coach. If you missed any part of the program, you can catch it on the podcast page at hornfm.com. Stay tuned now. Shirts and Skins, Chad and Trey up next. For a man behind the glass, Snoop Daniel, and former co-host Jeff Howe, I'm Craig Way. Thanks for joining us. We'll visit with you tomorrow, 10 o'clock, right here on Light the Tower.